From Hollywood, the Life Boy Show. Starring Life Boy's own Bob Burns. With Cass Daly and Bob's special guest for tonight, Frank Sinatra. That band that plays for fun, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. And here he is for Life Boy, America's great storyteller, philosopher, and traveler, exponent of good old common sense, Bob Burns.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I declare I have never seen so many young girls in the audience. Why, it's the funniest thing. Why, you can laugh if you want to, but I have never seen so many young girls here since I've been in the show business, honestly. They're so pretty, my eyes are all out. Why, they're so pretty, my eyes are all out of breath. I didn't realize I had such a following among the girls. I bet you girls were surprised when you got here and found out Frank Sinatra's on the show. And as I look at these young girls out here, I just can't help thinking of youth. What a wonderful thing youth is. What a shame it is that you're only young once. But once is enough if you work it right. Now, you girls, you've heard, I guess you heard a lot of people talking. Don't you feel bad about anything people say about you girls of this younger generation. My own grandma told me not long ago, she says, "Why, Robin," she says, "when I was a girl, I never thought of doing the things the young girls do today." Well, sir, I pinned grandma down, and I finally, she admitted the reason she didn't do them is because she didn't think of them. And while we're talking about the younger generation, I think us grown folks ought to just sit back and thank something for having this younger generation. I don't know what us old folks would do if we didn't have the younger generation to pull us out of this mess we're in now. We, instead of worrying about the younger generation, we ought to stop once in a while and find out what this younger generation thinks of us. Now that's the truth. Yeah, you darn right. Some of you pretty near booed, then. I've got a little girl, Barbara, just 6 years old. Let's see. She was just six last keep the rubbish off the sidewalk week. And she just started to school. And I thought I'd make Barbara proud of me. I thought she'd be so proud to have me go up to school and let her kind of show me off. And so I dressed up for the occasion, and it took me a long time to dress. I couldn't figure what to put on. I thought, well, now, will I put on the outfit with the bow tie and the dark brown coat and the light tan pants and the two-tone shoes? Or I said, will I put on my new Easter outfit, or will I wear the outfit that I wear at the broadcast? And then I stopped and I figured, well, that don't make no difference. It's all the same outfit. So I finally compromised, and I wound up wearing the same outfit I got on tonight. That's the one that has the dark tie and the dark brown coat and the light tan pants and the two-toed shoes. What I'm getting at, though, I went up to school with Barbara to let her show me off. Thought she'd be so proud. And so it was before school started, and all the kids were milling around the room, and so I just sat there. Finally, I called Barbara over. I said, come on, Barbara, be a little lady now. I want you to introduce me to your schoolmate. Barbara says, well, all right, then. And she hollered out, says, hey, kid, this is my pop. It could happen to anybody.
With the men in the services, yes, the name of the soap is Life Boy. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that the favorite soap of our fighting men is Life Boy. The boys want Life Boy because they know that a bath with Life Boy's rich, creamy lather is invigorating and refreshing. And they want Life Boy because it's the only soap that's especially made to stop B.O. You like Life Boy, too. So make the soap the servicemen prefer your soap. Ask for Life Boy. And now here's Bob Burns again.
Well, Doug, with all the musical talent we got here tonight, I feel like I'm in the Hollywood Bowl. Right here, our famous conductor, Spike Jones, bows to the audience. He turns to his mighty organization with Carl Grayson and the Haughty Hottentot. And we hear the first movement of the City Slickers overture entitled Life on a 6-Hour Pass or Cocktails for Two. Charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight that is a bit of cocktail for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chanson. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Any afternoon at five, you'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Any afternoon at five, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two. And now, folks, the musical event that people everywhere in the country and some of them in the city have been waiting for. Our special guest for the night, the star of his own Wednesday night Vim show, Frank Sinatra.
Hi there, everybody. And Robin, what's new with you?
Frankie, now, before we go a step further, I want to thank you for being so nice to me when I was on your show last week.
Well, thank you, Robin. It was nice having you.
Well, it was a real honor for me to be on your program, Frank.
Well, it's a real honor to be here on your show, Bob.
All right, that's the last of the butter and honey. When are we going to start insulting each other?
Well, like you were saying, Robin, they do a lot of insult jokes on the air, but, well, I'm a guest here, and I never insult my host.
Well, I guess that boils it down to Crosby, then.
Nope. Nope, I'm sorry. That's out, too. I refuse to insult Bing Crosby.
Why?
Well, it just isn't right. A nice old gentleman like that.
Well, now, personally, Frank, I like your work and Crosby's, too. You're both great singers, and you're both so versatile.
Versatile, eh?
Versatile, I see, yes.
Crosby's nags lose one race after another. He has one boy after another. And you call that being versatile?
Well, I don't know about that, Frankie. There's plenty of people who think Bing is the greatest singer of all time.
You want to know something, Bob?
Yeah, what?
I think you're right. And seriously, Bob, I do want to stand here and say what a wonderful guy DeGroene is.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Crosby is my favorite singer.
Oh, sure.
Honest, you bet he really is. He's really top tonsil artist in my dough.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, there's a lot of fine singers in the country today, but there'll never be another Crosby.
I know you're wondering about it. Bing Crosby just walked on the stage and handed Sinatra a dollar bill. Frankie, what about that? Wasn't that some surprise, though?
It was really wonderful, Bob. But tell me, why did Bing give me the dollar?
Well, I guess he overheard you saying them nice things about him. He wanted to pay you for the plug. You know, he appreciates those plugs.
Well, brother, all I got to say is I'm the first man who ever won a dollar on a Crosby plug. And, Robin, I don't mean to change the subject, but what's happened to the quiet little glamour gal that works here with you?
Oh, you mean Whispering Cass Bailey? Well, Frankie, she was so excited about you being here tonight that she's dressed up extra pretty just to please you. I figure she ought to be ready by now.
Well, then, let's start her right out here and look her over, shall we?
Okay, Frank, stand way back, folks. Here comes Cass Bailey.
What's the big idea? What's everybody laughing at? Hey, Burnsy, why are the people laughing? Boy, they hadn't better be laughing at me, I'm telling you.
Well, I guess that outfit you got on. My goodness, that outfit. Frank, look. Man, I am looking.
Looks like one of the summer sisters.
You mean May or June?
January.
And what, may I ask, seems to be wrong with this little outfit?
Well, after all, Cass, what in the world are you trying to do? Make Sinatra swoon?
Say, yeah, Robin, by the way, where is Sinatra anyway?
Well, Cass, this is Sinatra.
That is Sinatra?
Oh, no, for goodness sake, no, Cass. That's the microphone. This is Sinatra.
Aside, how do you like my new outfit? Got it special for you, Sam. Dig the genuine cashmere, lad.
Yes, sir.
Dig the sloppy joe. Some stuff, ain't you?
Yeah, I'll say, you're really a slick little chickadee tonight. A smooth witch. But, Cass, how come no blue jeans?
Oh, listen, I'm no shot cookie. I'm a gal gob.
Yes, sir, blue jeans, I ask you.
What do you think I am, one of them gals who sigh when they hear Sinatra sing? I should say not. When I hear Sinatra sing, I go out and bite I love you in the nearest tree.
Well, anyway, Cass, you sure look sweet tonight. Let Frank and me get a good look at you. Ain't she something, Frank?
Yeah, I'll say. Nylon socks.
Yeah, and that wonderful sweater.
Well, thank you, boys.
Frankie, don't that sweater hang on her nice and loose?
Uh-huh, just like a courthouse chandelier.
Oh, well, thank you, boys.
I declare, Cass, the way that sweater hangs on you, it's like your head was sticking out of the top of a pup tent.
Oh, Robin, you're flattering me,
boy.
I know it.
Say, Cass, how come that bow ribbon on top of your head?
Well, Frankie, a bow on top of your head means you're out to get yourself a man.
I see.
Well, from the size of that ribbon you're wearing, Cash, you must be out to get the Army.
Yeah, and you'd better not trust me with the Navy either.
Yeah, but I think you ought to get a reward for dressing up so pretty for Frank. Don't you think so, Frank?
I sure do, Bob. And I'd like to give her something really nice.
Oh, thank you.
Something that makes every girl's eyes light up.
Yes?
Something that would make every nerve tingle from head to foot.
Oh, Frankie. Tell me, Frankie, what is it?
Vitamins.
Pardon me, I think I'll go look for Crosby.
Frank. For goodness sake, Frank. Look at Cass. Cass is all brokenhearted. You've got to do something quick. Sing to her, Frankie. Sing to her.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray south of the border, down Mexico way. She was a picture in old Spanish lace, just for a tender while I kissed a smile upon her face, 'cause it was fiesta and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Then she sighed as she whispered mañana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered mañana, 'cause our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, by the candlelight, how she knelt to pray. And the mission bells told me I must not stay, because south with the border, she hit the road one day.
Today everyone is working harder than ever. The riveter, the welder, the mechanic, the carpenter.
Boy, that's right. It's plenty hot in this plant and the perspiration just rolls off me. Hot? Boy, some days I think I'll just melt away to nothing.
Yes, and there's 20 million people in more jobs all over the country who are working and perspiring faster than ever. And even if you work at an office desk or do housework, you perspire too. And of course, much more in warm weather. That's okay. It's normal and it's healthy. But here's something important to think about. It's perspiration that causes
B.O.
So to make sure that you're not guilty of B.O., here's what you do. Use Lifebuoy in your daily bath or shower. Yes, that rich, purifying Lifebuoy lather washes away the day's grime and perspiration and banishes every trace of B.O. because a Lifebuoy bath leaves you extra clean. Lifebuoy clean. And what a relaxing enjoyment you'll get from your Lifebuoy bath after a tough day. Why, a bath with Lifebuoy makes you feel as cool and refreshed as a plunge into a mountain stream. The next time that you go down to the store, remember,
the name of the soap is Lifebuoy. The name of the soap is Lifebuoy.
Because it's a grand soap, and don't forget, Lifebuoy is the only soap especially made to stop
B.O.
Well,
Well, Cass and Frank, it's about time for us to do our little musical play, ain't it? You got any ideas?
Well, sure, Bob. How about the kind of a musical play we do on Command Performance, that big show for the fellas overseas?
Say, that's a good idea, Frank. We've all been on Command Performance, so let's show the folks how we pack a lot of songs into a few minutes for the boys over there.
Yeah, let's show the folks what our boys really have to put up with.
Okay, Maestro Burns, set the scene. In our musical drama tonight, Cass Daly plays Miss Bobby Socks of 1944. Oh, excuse me, Miss Wynn Socks. Frank Sinatra plays her boyfriend, and my part is undesirable, too. I play the father. As the play opens, Sinatra's calling on Cass. They're sitting at opposite ends of the sofa. Listen.
Oh, come on, Frankie. Gee, don't sit way over there. Come on, Frankie, pretty please. Won't you put your arms around me, Frankie? Hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might.
Oh, Frankie, ain't it wonderful? Look into my eyes. Can you think of anything you'd rather be doing?
Yeah. Singing songs in a cabaret and having lots of fun.
Oh, Frankie, you're being silly. Now, come on, kiss me.
Nah. I'm afraid of girls.
Well, I don't blame you.
And besides, here comes that ornery old pater of yours.
Oh, I'm just a vagabond lover. Yeah, and oh, here you are again, using up my electricity. Young fella, you come here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Why don't you marry Miguel?
Oh, I couldn't do that, sir.
Why not?
I wouldn't have any place to go on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Well, that shouldn't worry you none. After all, you've still got Sunday, Monday, and always.
Aw, gee, Papa, Frankie hurt my feelings. I said to him, I said, Frankie, my boy, I says, I am going overseas to entertain the boys, I says.
And what did he say, gal?
He said, say a prayer for the boys overseas.
Now, I never said no such thing. You asked me if you should go overseas and dance for the guys. And all I said was, oh, your feet's too big. Can't stand you 'cause your feet.
What an awful thing to say to your little cat. Why, only last night he was dancing. Oh, and gee, it was so wonderful. The orchestra was playing a dreamy waltz. And then all of a sudden, the music started. And we were still dancing. I love it.
Yes, and what's more, Sinatra, I understand you proposed to my daughter.
Preposterous.
Well, the next thing to it, then, you said to her, embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, my irreplaceable you.
Stick to your own racket, will you, boy?
I demand a trial before a jury of impartial citizens. If you want the truth, see, your daughter proposed to me, and she was screaming so loud that I said, speak low, oh, when you speak love, our summer day withers away too soon, and I didn't get away soon enough, hey.
Hey, Pa, he's fibbing. I remember he sat right there on the sofa and said to me, night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Oh, boy, that boy is crazy about me, Pa. He said he's crazy about me.
I'm afraid, my dear, you misunderstood me. What I really said was, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do?
Hey, now, children, stop arguing. Son, everything points to the fact that you did propose to my daughter, Cass.
This is a beautiful moment for me, son. It brings tears to these sparkling blue gimlet eyes of mine, because I know your love won't be a failure. You see, I was once in love with a gorgeous creature, too. Looks exactly like my girl here. We had our theme song, too. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air. They fly so high, you nearly reach the sky. Yes, I just can't go on, kids. I just can't go on with this.
Tell me, why was that love affair a failure, sir?
Well, 7 days a week, that girl was hiring a bubble herself.
Well, if she was exactly like your daughter, I think I'll be running along now. And incidentally, I won't be seeing you in all those old familiar places.
Oh, gee, now, Pa, look what you went and done. Gosh, just when I had him in my clutches, you had to go spoil everything. Gee, all that's left for me now is lonely nights in my little room singing. I had a man.
Make it blue, gal. Make it blue.
He was a good man.
Yeah, he was a good man, all right. Good for nothing. That is, you see, what she means is she thought he was a good man. One never knows, do one?
Yes, I had a friend.
True blue and two-faced, that friend.
He was a good friend.
He was a good friend, all right. Good for nothing. Told her friend about a man, cause she thought he was a good friend. Did I mess that up? That's a morbid triangle, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, life was sweet.
And sticky, too. No man.
Ain't got no friend.
No friend. I did it just like
I'll
you did.
I bet you can guess just exactly what happened.
Play the news.
This is the end of my friend, the end of my man, and almost the end of me.
Thank you, Burns and Daly. This is also the end for me.
Mrs. American Housewife, are you saving all your used kitchen fats and turning them into your butcher regularly? Because the Army and the Navy need them, and need them now. Every drop yields material essential to the manufacture of ammunition and medicine. Help win the war. Help shorten the war. Save kitchen fat.
Well, folks, it sure has been swell having Frank Sinatra with us tonight, and I know that Cass and I won't forget what went on around here for a long time to come. Now, here's just one parting word, folks. Next time you go to the store, get yourself some Lifebuoy, because you're going to like Lifebuoy's rich, purifying lather the first time you use it. And after you've used it a week, you'll never be without it. That's right. Now, stick to Lifebuoy a while, and you'll be joining in with our gang here when you hear them sing...
The name of the soap is Lifebuoy. You got to keep fresh with Lifebuoy. So always insist on Lifebuoy. For Lifebuoy reads up to you.
Thank you and good night, folks.
Cass Daly appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, producers of The Story of Dr. Watson. Frank Sinatra appeared through the courtesy of Lieber Brothers, makers of Vims, RKO Pictures, and also your Hit Parade. Now this is Doug Gourley inviting you all to be back with Bob Burns, Cass Daly, Spike Jones, and Bob's special guest next week at this same time. Try Lifebuoy. It's the only soap especially made to stop...
Say, you certainly won't want to miss the Amos and Andy show on Friday night. Each week there's a hilarious story your whole family will get a kick out of. Each episode is complete in itself. That's Amos and Andy every Friday night. See your local paper for time and station.